Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a great upcoming season and a brand new location. We are so excited for Here For Now Theater, announced the 2025 season, and Fiona Mongello is here. Good morning, Fiona, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, first off, again, congratulations on the continued success of Here For Now Theater, but I think off the top, congratulations on the brand new permanent location.
Thank you so much. I was just in there last night, and it's looking so incredibly beautiful. I'm so excited to invite people in.
Okay, and let's remind folks where it's located. It's the former archives building.
Yeah, so the original land registry office, and it's right across the street from the library on St. Andrew Street. 24 St. Andrew Street is the address.
Okay, and there's been so much renovations going on. We've seen all the photos. How are we doing? Are we getting there or is it still...
Amazingly... Miracle of miracles. We are ahead of schedule and under budget. So well, we have some angels working for us.
So that is absolutely wonderful. So congratulations on this. And I think the one headline I saw really kind of sums it up. Here For Now is, you know, is here to stay sort of thing. I think that's great. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So let's talk about the upcoming season. Here For Now Theater, you've announced the upcoming season. Let's talk about the first show, Stick Around.
Stick Around by Rebecca Northen. So this comedy is brand new, and by brand new, I mean it's being written right as we speak. So Rebecca Northen, for anybody who doesn't know, is really a national treasure comedian. She's extraordinary. She has her show Goblin Macbeth, which has been a massive hit across the country. And she's an incredible writer. And her and I were talking about comedy because I had been trying to source a really good comedy to open our season. Comedies are very hard because they date quite quickly. And so finding something that was contemporary was becoming really hard. So I just asked her, I said, hey, will you write me something?
Good choice to choose Rebecca.
Yeah, she's so smart. And this piece is, I think, incredibly personal to her because it's obviously about the kind of end of her mother's life. Doesn't sound ha-ha funny, but it is very much a dark comedy, and sometimes the biggest laughs are born out of pain. So I just read her very first draft a couple of days ago, and I think it's going to be an incredibly special show.
Okay, that is Stick Around by Rebecca Northen, and she's a friend here at the radio station with her improv comedy. We've had her in a number of times, and as you mentioned, with Goblin Macbeth, so we look forward to that. Let's talk about Forget About Tomorrow. What's this about here?
Yeah, Forget About Tomorrow. So this is written by an actor named Jill Dom. She's quite prominent out West. So she's written this about her husband's experience when he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. And again, these plays are sounding dark, but actually it's quite funny.
Okay.
Well. So it's a family story, and it's our first show that has a cast of six. So it's something quite big for us. Now, normally we do world premieres, you know, or we do shows that have never been in Canada. This one has actually had a premiere production at the Belfry Theater out West.
Okay.
But it's an off production, and it is such a good script that we were like, this deserves a second life. And also it was a two-act play that we've then condensed it into our one-act format. So I'm really excited about this. I'm actually going to auditions for it later today. And Peter Pasek is directing it, who's a festival favorite director, really, really smart. And I think it's going to be, it's really, really touching and beautiful and very much about relationships and family and weathering hard things.
Fantastic. It's Here For Now Theater. We're talking about the upcoming season. So humor me.
Humor me, Beverly Cooper. So Beverly Cooper's a wonderful playwright who works a lot at the Blythe Festival and has worked for years and years. She's again, a national name in terms of playwriting. This is directed by Miles Potter. And this is a play that has a really interesting kind of backdrop. It's about a woman who loses her ability to laugh and who meets a PhD student who's studying laughter and the romantic comedy that ensues.
Wow, there you go. That's Humor Me by Beverly Cooper. Again, we're talking about the upcoming season, The Rules of Playing Risk. Now, there's a title.
Yeah, The Rules of Playing Risk. This is going to be such a good show. I think our audiences are going to love it. It is absolutely chock full of heart. It is directed by Sheila McCarthy. So we had her a couple of years ago directing Myth of Playing Ostrich. And it's very much in the same vein in that you're going to come, you're going to laugh a lot, but it's going to get you in the heart, this one. So it's the story of a a grandfather reconnecting with his grandson.
Okay, and Sheila McCarthy directing. Wow.
Yeah, she's wonderful, and we are really looking forward to having her, and she's very much the right director for this piece as well.
All right, and one more, Apples in Winter. I know we kind of want to put winter behind us, but Apples in Winter.
Here we are, ending the season with this. So this play, so this is a Canadian novelist, Jennifer Fawcett, who's written this beautiful monologue play, Apples in Winter, but it's never had a production in Canada, which always happens. It's really successful abroad. It's been really successful in the States, but she hasn't had a Canadian production of this play. So we were very keen to do this. Our friends at a theater company called Hope and Hell brought it to us. So this is an in-association project with them. And this is from the perspective of a mother of an incarcerated person and who's on death row. And so she's making his pie as his last meal, which is something that she had made him through his life. So this is not a laugh out loud kind of play, but the writing is searing. When I read it the first time, I don't think I breathed. Like, it is so powerful. And it's from the perspective of someone we often don't hear from, which is, or someone we villainize immediately, right? The mother of somebody who's committed a crime. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a really, really impactful, powerful piece of theater.
Wow, what a season. Great variety of shows with a Here For Now theater. And when does the season kick off?
The season kicks off at the end of May. So we'll have an open house May 24th for anybody who's curious and wants to pop by and see the new theater. And then that following week, we're starting our shows.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So we've also got, though, limited engagements and works in progress. What's this all about?
Yeah, so we have really expanded what we're doing. Mm-hmm. The limited engagement used to be a catch-all for putting on readings or anything, but now we've really honed the limited engagements to be other shows that have already been built by other companies that we're bringing in so that they have a chance to be seen by local audiences here. And then the reading series is something that we're going to start doing every Monday. We're working up to it now. In this season, I think we have four, but basically brand new plays. We're going to bring in brilliant actors and we're going to test them on our audiences. So it'll be a pay what you can ticket. You can come and hear these brand new plays and give us your feedback and we'll see how they land, because they may be plays that we take into development.
Okay, so it is going to be an amazing season with Here For Now Theater for the 2025 season. And Fiona, I'm just thinking this conversation, my gosh, these plays, these collaborative efforts, the limited engagements, works in progress. Did you think when this started that we'd be having conversations like this, a permanent spot, these kind of shows?
I mean, I can't even imagine, I couldn't have even imagined how this would have landed and taken off. At this point, the level of support, specifically within our local community, has been extraordinary and has enabled this to become something that's, you know, far bigger than me. You know, it used to be something that was a little... Everything that happened was done by myself. And now, you know, we have a team of people who are doing extraordinary things. And, you know, we have reach across the country and we're collaborating with artists across the country and even across the world. So it's been a really, really exciting journey.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Moving, shall we say, from the tent into a permanent building.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Here For Now Theater. Anything else that folks need to know? Of course, are tickets available now?
Tickets are available. Yep. Tickets are for sale. Casting announcements are happening in the next few weeks.
Okay.
And something I wanted to mention to you, Jamie, is that we are actually doing a winter season this year as well.
Okay.
We haven't announced it yet, but we will be announcing the shows very soon. And that's going to be extraordinary. That includes a Christmas play. That's going to be really great. You can go as a, you know, just couple like adults, but also you can bring your kids. So it'll be a beautiful kind of experience for families locally. So that will be being announced soon. And then we will be doing the full announcement with all the casts and things for that later in the summer.
Oh my gosh. And we look forward to seeing the new spot, the new facility. It's Here For Now Theater. Again, it's hereformnowtheater.com. That's the website with all the details. It's going to be an amazing summer with Fiona Mangello and Here For Now Theater. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfornow.com. Fiona, again, congratulations on this. This is fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Appreciate it.